The Caribbean Today, a digital news panorama by the Latin American News Agency from Havana, Cuba. Today is Tuesday, December 12, 2023. Cuba is attending the 10th session of the Conference of States Parties to the United Nations Convention Against Corruption, which began Monday in the U.S. city of Atlanta. The Cuban delegation is headed by the Comptroller General of the Republic, Gladys Bejarano, and includes officials from the Attorney General's Office and the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. This is the world's largest anti-corruption meeting and takes place every 2 years when the parties to the convention meet in a common space to review its implementation and discuss how to improve international cooperation and better prevent and address the scourge. The United Nations Convention Against Corruption is the only universal legally binding instrument to combat this crime and has almost universal acceptance with 190 states parties. Cuba's Deputy Prime Minister and Minister of Economy and Planning, Alejandro Gil Fernandez, reported that retail inflation in the country last November was 2.29%, lower than in the same period of the previous year when it reached 4.11%. Through his account in X, the minister indicated that inflation is slowing down and attached to the publication graphs that attest to this with values as index, monthly, accumulated, and interannual variation. Gil Fernandez pointed out that in spite of this, the gap between prices, salaries, pensions, and income in general from labor continues as one of the main unresolved problems, and it must be faced with more production, efficiency, and control. The Council of Ministers approved last week, in an extraordinary session, the report on the estimated performance of the economy at the end of 2023 and the proposed economy plan for 2024, as well as the preliminary draft state budget for next year. Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez congratulated Vera Grabe on her appointment as representative of the Colombian government at the peace talks with the National Liberation Army. As a guarantor country, Cuba will continue to support the progress made at the peace table in Colombia as decided by the parties, the foreign minister highlighted in his account on the social network X. Vera Grabe holds the PhD in Peace, Democracy and Conflict from the University of Granada, Spain, and a master's degree in history from the University of Los Andes. She was a senator of the Colombian Republic from 1991 to 1994, and in 1996 became a founding member, according to the website of the presidency of the South American nation. Part of the government during the peace process with government and the Revolutionary Armed Forces of Colombia People's Army in 2015. The fifth cycle of the table between the Colombian government and the ALN was held in Mexico City last December 5. The public of the 44th International Festival of New Latin American Cinema can vote online for the films in competition, according to a recent announcement by the Foundation of New Latin American Cinema. Through its Latin American and Caribbean film and audiovisual portal, the foundation extended this invitation to users who can cast their vote until December 14 in the site corresponding to its web. This option closes at 12 local time on December 15 at the Collateral Award Ceremony. The categories of the Cyber Vote 2023 Award are Fiction Feature, Fiction Medium, and Short Film, Opera Documentary Feature, Documentary Medium, and Short Film and Animation. A new solidarity batch loaded with powdered milk and medical supplies is on its way from the United States to Cuba. Activist Carlos Lasso, coordinator of Bridges of Love Movement, informed. Carlos Lasso posted on his social networks that this time the Solidarity Movement is carrying 2,000 pounds of powdered milk, 10,000 of Tylenol, acetaminophen pills, as well as love from Cuban immigrants who want to do their bit to help children and people in hospitals. Lasso reiterated that actions like this are what make us fill the U.S. blockade with holes. They will not allow sanctions imposed on Cuba to kill children and elderly. Cuban American professor, a Seattle resident, thanked all those who contributed to make this donation possible. And in the international agenda, we have that. The president of Venezuela, Nicolas Maduro, established a High Commission for the Defense of Guyana, Essequibo, with the objective of addressing all development plans for the territory. The work team, chaired by Executive Vice President Delcy Rodriguez, is composed by the Defense Council, the Federal Government Council, the National Security Council, the five powers of the state, some governors and mayors, indigenous communities, and spokespersons for the communes. Rodriguez pointed out in statements that the group will carry out the widest consultations at the national level with all sectors that develop policies in the economic, political, social, cultural, and national academies. The public discussion of the organic law for the defense of Essequibo continued this Monday throughout the country. The law was approved unanimously last week in the first discussion in the National Assembly and will be endorsed in the coming days. Meanwhile, UNESCO published a study that shows the impact of climate change on global geoparks and biosphere reserves in Latin America, including droughts, floods, and forest fires. The research developed by experts covers protected areas in Argentina, Brazil, Chile, Ecuador, Guatemala, Honduras, Mexico, St. Kitts and Nevis, and Uruguay. The multilateral organization said that this is the first quantitative climate change in the region, in this case in 15 areas where more than 100 million people live. In assessing the impact, the specialists considered it to be serious, with a not at all encouraging scenario that the situation will worsen if current patterns and trends continue. And this is all for today. We'll be back tomorrow with more news on the Caribbean that unites us.